The first of what is anticipated to be at least 100 shipments of liquid, highly enriched uranium arrived at the Savannah River site in South Carolina last month. It's not reported what crossing was used to bring the waste into the United States, but Congressman Brian Higgins is among those who worry that the shipments may come across the Peace Bridge.
They already have a route. I don't know why they have to open up a second one. And the Peace Bridge is the busiest northern border crossing between the United States and Canada. As you know, there's repair work going on to improve the situation, but in the short term, it will add to the congestion there.
And that, Higgins says, raises the risk of an environmental disaster, whether it is accidental or deliberately caused. Meanwhile, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, an independent federal agency that oversees the Department of Energy's defense nuclear sites, reported that an unexpected hotspot was found while personnel at Savannah River processed the first shipment. It was determined the shielding, known as a pig, was not providing adequate protection. Back in western New York, Higgins said the effort continues to halt entry of nuclear waste into western New York.
We have filed a notice of a hazardous condition with all of the respective departments in the event that there is a problem. The federal government would be accountable because of negligence. And so we're taking every action necessary to protect the public right here in western New York.
The report in question may be found through a link provided on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.